Before we dive into these, I wanted to actually talk.
Call me in order.
Oh, sorry. See, that's why I was waiting, Al.
Is there any modification to the agenda?
No.
Great.
Excuse me.
Okay, now it's up to you.
It's up to me. Okay, before we dive into the budgets, I would like to discuss briefly the reserve accounts that you all know we've had for several years now. They were here prior to me coming to work here. When they were first established, basically, you guys opened a savings account, or Laura did, or whoever did, and created the reserve account within the savings account, but the funds were never actually set up within our accounting program. So when I run all of my reports, they don't show the fund balance of any of these reserve funds. I track it in a super complicated spreadsheet that doesn't need to exist. So it's one of those things that's been done this way for a long time, and I never changed it, but I'm realizing there's a better and a simpler way to do it. So I would like to propose that we add each fund into the accounting program so that we can pull a trial balance and see the fund balance of all of these funds. It would change how we budget slightly, and just an example of how that would work. So we have a paving reserve fund, and we have a paving line item in the highway budget. So say we budget $450,000 for paving. How that would work, July 1st, when the new budget cycle starts, we would transfer $450,000 out of the highway fund into the paving fund, and then any paving expenses would be paid directly out of the paving fund rather than the highway fund. That makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's easier to track year over year what the balance of these accounts are. Some years we get a paving grant of $200,000, and it could go directly into the paving fund rather than into the highway fund, and I have to make a note on this stupid spreadsheet that it belongs to the paving fund. It would really just simplify records. I called the auditors. I had a good discussion with them. They said it's an absolute step in the right direction. This is how most towns do it. I don't know why you haven't done it yet, so if the selectmen are for it,
then go
for
it.
The only question I would have is, and this, it doesn't necessarily, when we disperse the budget, by breaking that money up, like, wouldn't it be better to leave it in one account and then draw it from that account when it was needed? Like, you know,
it's still one bank account.
It's still one. Okay.
So
all
that's
right.
The other piece of the
puzzle. Then that answers
in
my
addition
question.
To adding the funds into the program. So my other proposal would be, I would like to close the savings account, put everything in the checking account. We don't get for interest on either of them.
Yeah.
And then we have a fund accounting program that allows us to track multiple funds within one bank account. So there's $2 million in the checking account. We know this belongs to general fund, this belongs to highway, this belongs to paving. And it would just really simplify things. And the whole idea behind these reserve accounts is to be able to steady the tax rate year over year, even though you might have fluctuations in your paving expense. So maybe one year we're going to spend $600 and one year we're going to spend $300,000, but if we each year plan to throw $450,000 or $500,000 into the saving account, your budget really remains the same. You're just expending
it
as
you
need.
The money's still there. It's just
which cleaner way. It will
just way of accounting for it.
And
it clears up. It sounds like the treasurer is getting a little lazy.
No, I'm getting the courage to change things. I'm like, oh, I better not do this.
I'll make a motion that we go ahead and
charge as far as I'm concerned. Just do it.
I'll make a motion we go ahead and do what Ali suggests.
All those in favor?
Aye.
All right.
Super.
Do it.
Okay.
Go for it.
Thank you.
Have fun.
Thank you. Moving on. We'll start with the general fund. We don't vote on a revenue budget, so about halfway down, the expenses start. Unless you want me to go through
it,
fine.
Wait a minute. What color is my skin? Boy, it's white. Okay.
Unless you want me to go through it line by line, halfway down the page.
On the general fund?
Yep. Salaries, you see? Salaries, wages?
Yep.
Okay. I'm not going to go through it line by line unless you want me to. Salaries have remained the same for as long as I've been here. That's your $50 a meeting and $500 a year.
That's because we can't change it.
Unless you put an article on that town meeting to have the town change it, I guess.
Or we'll cozy up the auditors. Well, we don't have
an auditor. We don't have an auditor. That's
that's probably why I got to do it that way. There are no auditors. That's who used to give us.
$50 has been plenty for quite a while.
Wages, I did the standard 3% that you guys usually vote on in July. If you want me to alter that at all, let me know. That covers salaries and wages. General expenses, what is notable here? I bumped up office supplies a little bit because the cost of everything has increased. So I went from $8,000 to $10,000 there. Our insurance with VLCT is actually down a little bit this year. Not significant, but that dropped $2,000. We talked about health insurance a couple months ago when I came to talk to you guys. Blue Cross is increasing astronomically, so that's why that went up. Legal fees, you guys might want to discuss this. I increased it only because of all of this Nature Conservancy stuff, the BCA appeals. Fisher bills us so infrequently, I don't know what our tab is even up to this year currently, but it seems like we're going to be having more legal fees than we typically do. So I doubled it. If that's something you guys are comfortable with, I can change it. I don't. But I bumped it from $4,000 to $8,000.
Yep.
Last year we spent about $4,500.
Yeah. We could. I doubt it, but we could end up in court. I don't think it's going to go up.
But even so, Bob's been pretty involved to this point. So
yeah.
Regardless of that.
Yeah, you got a lot of phone calls and emails and letters and I don't know how much of that
sure
you can fill with.
The fuck I could charge you talking on the phone? I do an awful lot of it.
That turned Tom Terry had years ago, boy. You had a little thing right where
we were pretty chewed into it.
Talk on the phone or talk with anybody. You punch the time and we've done these stuff.
This was who, Bob, or?
No.
Another attorney? Or?
Yeah.
Who?
Pooh.
Pooh? Yeah.
Bob Pooh, yeah.
That's a tough name.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got shit on by Pooh.
Robert Pooh.
Bob, you good?
Bob,
you good?
I don't think I ever met him. You still are?
Yeah,
you did good. Oh, I did. I got a little squabble with him at a Chinese restaurant. I got $2,000, but I kept hiring me, so I got it all back.
Okay, where are we?
We were at legal fees.
We were at legal fees. Next notable, I increased appraisal and reappraisal. So this is another one of those accounts that has a reserve account, so that $22,000 will be moved into the reserve account, and we will spend out of that going forward. The reason I increased it is the CAMA software from Vision increased a few thousand dollars, so that's where that increase came from. Any questions on any of those? A lot of it stayed the same. Selectman expense, do you guys have any big expenses planned? I left it at $500.
That's your shot for a kegerator, huh?
Spend $500 for 50 years.
Usually that's like putting your big pieces out, really.
Did we have a thing for the town party?
Yeah, that's farther down.
Okay,
yep.
I let you in. I don't know if that was coming out.
Worcester, we left the same. The rest has stayed the same on this page, so I'm going to move on. What's notable? Moving down to town hall, the one question I had for you guys on this. Last year, under alarm and security, we had budgeted $5,500 because we had discussed putting a camera system in the parking lot and splitting the expense between the two buildings. We didn't do that. Is that something we're still interested in? Should I budget for that expense for the coming year? Or
because I think he's got the cameras ordered.
Okay.
But it's just because he's dragging his feet. But
so I should bump it back up to the $5,500. It was going to be like $7,000.
Jerry Proof.
I think it was going to be $7,000, and we split it between the two buildings. So
yeah.
I'm going to move that back up to $5,500 to account for half of the camera system.
So $2,000, $11,000 we got to spend on camera system?
No, because what we didn't spend this year will just be
okay.
A surplus and offset next year.
So that $2,000 becomes $5,500, really?
Yeah.
A notable one here, or no, that was. I'm sorry, that was town hall. Yes, I was down in town office. That's about it for town hall. Nothing else really changed there. Under town office, our expenses are down because we are switching IT companies, so that will save us somewhere in the realm of $14,000 to $15,000. So
nice.
That's a bonus. What else? Transfer station operations. Seems like we are falling away more than we have in the past.
Yeah, and I think at some point it might be a good idea to revisit some of our rates, because I think we're about $10 or $15 a yard cheaper than every other town around us.
Yeah.
And there's one particular guy out of Wardsboro that does it as a business and I think shows up at ours more than he needs to. And I told Mark to...
Question right here.
Yeah, I said, make sure that it's coming out of Stratton and that he's not putting the extra 10 bucks a yard in his pocket because he can get it cheaper up here. So I said, just make sure you're on top of that. Tell him we want an address of where it's coming from.
And
it's that Mark Glazer guy.
Yeah,
and I can't prove that he's doing it, but he's in there an awful lot.
Yeah.
And I can't believe that there's that many people around here hiring him to haul all their crap away.
Yeah.
And I think he probably figured out that, oh, we're 10 bucks a yard cheaper in Wardsboro, so I could charge my customer the same rate and take it up there. And we're pulling that thing two to sometimes three times a week.
Right.
That, well, sometimes. I mean, oh, yeah, it's a lot.
Yeah.
No, he agreed. And I just said, just make sure that you quiz him on it a little bit. You know, just.
Looking at the budget versus actual from last year, just so you know, the FY24 expense that looks so over budget, we had to replace the compactor, and that we did not budget for. That was about 12 grand. So that was included in the 46,000 last year.
But so, at some point, maybe we just want to like look at those rates again and maybe kind of pull some towns around us just so we're more in line with what everybody else is doing, and then there's no incentive to want to come here. You know?
Yeah. Yeah, it's like everyone else was going to find a way to...
The guy in Wadsboro, I think, he measures it up and makes sure he gets every square yard or every square foot of what you bring in.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
So maybe I should even bump it up a little more. I mean, we're almost halfway to that, and we haven't even paid for December's service this year. So maybe I'll bump that up to 45 just to be safe now that we're talking about it.
Transfer station. Because Casella's rates increased, too, under the new contract.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's...
And while I'm looking, I jumped over cemetery's expense, which I wanted you
to discuss.
You guys have been doing a lot of tree work, so that's why.
Well, and we need to put the wall in there.
Oh, that's
true,
so we need to bump that way up.
Yeah,
see
a lot.
Up.
Around $30,000 for that work is what he estimated.
For the Pike Hollow?
Yeah.
Cemetery?
Yeah, that whole front stone wall in front of the Pike Hollow Cemetery.
Oh,
there's
up towards your place on the right. Yeah.
It's right about town
second.
Office expenses, cemeteries.
I was going to go up to what?
I don't know. Seeking input.
Guy from Arlington that did all the mill work for Steiner up there.
Oh, yeah.
Who rebuilt that whole thing.
It used to be a limit as to how much money you could raise in a cemetery. I don't know if there's still a limit now or not.
I don't think so.
What are we going to raise that to, guys? What do you think?
He gave me an estimate of about $30,000 to redo that whole stone wall up there in the steps.
Who's doing it?
The same guy that did all the work for Steiner up there.
Oh.
His name is escaping me right
okay.
now.
Do we want to get another number?
If we can.
I don't know who you found.
But everybody I called didn't want to look at it.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
I mean, Sam Bourne said, I might be able to do it next year.
Yeah.
You know, so that. But that's what you get from everybody. So,
yeah.
I mean... I don't know how you're going to put it out to bid because.
Oh, it's impossible to bid.
That's what I mean, you know.
Spec?
So.
What's the spec?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
You know. So,
yeah.
This guy told me he would do it next year. He
yeah.
said, "I'll come back and do it next year," but when he looked at it, you know, he said, "We really ought to take the other side down and restart again," because he said, "If you don't, it's going to do it on the other side of the state." He said, "It's already starting to move," so, you know.
So if we normally budget $3,000, we should bump it up to 33, 35, somewhere.
I would go like 35 to be safe. That way if, you know, he said, I'm going to tell you between like 25 and 30, he said, and I think, you know, he said, if you can help us a little bit with your equipment, move some of the bigger rocks, he said, we can probably keep it down around 20, you know.
Yeah.
You know, he seems fair, I think, and. You know,
what guy out
of Arlington. I can't think of the guy's name now. I have it written down at the shop. He's the one that's done the work for Steiner up there the last. He redid that. I think he's real good at what he does. Ed something.
Ed Mason.
It is Ed Mason.
It is. Yeah, I can't remember his last name.
Is it Perkins? I want to say it's Ed Perkins. What's
that?
Do
we have any reserve in that?
Yeah.
Cemetery account?
We don't. We do not have a reserve cemetery. We have a CD that has a couple thousand in it, but that's for I don't know what. That's
Buried
another one
people.
Of those funds that was created that has no explanation.
For caring of the soul.
Dues.
I just was wondering if we carried somebody over for the
No. And then under town office, I'm going to bump the alarm and security up to 5,500 there, like I did with the town hall. If we're going to put that camera system in, I'll print a new one, obviously, as we get final numbers. But
cool.
Chris is waiting on the mutual aid number for me, so I just plugged in last year's. So that will change. It sounds like it's increasing. Rec area. This is a good one to discuss.
Rescue Inc.
No, I have the Rescue Inc. one. This is what we paid a mutual aid over in New Hampshire.
Oh, yeah.
It usually comes out after we have this meeting, so yeah. I'm sure I'll get it soon. Rec area labor and maintenance has been down the last 2 years. It was up significantly before that because of all the vandalism and the repairs that had to be made. So I don't know what you have planned for up there. We want to keep putting money in the pavilion fund. At the end of this year, we should have about $95,000 in the pavilion fund. So what are your thoughts for the rec area?
Yeah.
Put more in?
I mean, I think if we leave it, from the sounds of what Smile and Steve is talking about, there's...
Yeah, we can always use this money for playground equipment. That stuff is terribly expensive anyway. But, and they have a reserve fund.
I think by the sounds stuff of this, that Steve this sent over today, Kent kind of thought it looked like we'd only be able to use like 50,000 of the money on the pavilion.
Yeah.
I think that's what.
Okay.
And while we're talking about this, isn't necessarily budget related, but Rob has come up with like a conceptual design, and he'd like to come and see us. But when he texted us, it was that night that Bonnie and all were going to be there, and I was like, why don't you not come tonight?
Yeah,
but,
I said,
well, I'll talk with Kent. We'll come up with a night when Kent knows we don't have a ton on the docket, and then Rob can come in and kind of, give us a word on what he's come up with. But
so is there plans for other things that need to be done up there aside from the pavilion? Because we have the pavilion fund, but that's the only...
You said the pavilion funds at like 95.
Well, we're going to do some work on the ball field too, though, right?
There's also this is pretty vague.
Right.
There's a rec equipment fund, which has about $9,000 in it. I don't know.
Keep the 30 in it.
I feel like the 30 is good.
Yep.
All right.
Let's leave it in there.
Next year. And another 5 in the pavilion? Is that what we're thinking? See, this is another reason that this... Having these reserve funds is going to make me happy because see how for Rec Pavilion every year we budget 5,000 and it looks like we don't spend anything.
We don't ever use it.
It's because that fund is currently within
the
general fund. But once it's its own fund, you'll actually see that money moving.
Yeah.
So the budget versus actual will be a lot more.
Right.
Yeah.
BR is going to be asking, where the hell's all that money going?
Oh yeah, I mean, I can already hear him. I made a little note on cemetery. I was like, this will be what DR brings up.
So yes, 5 in pavilion, is that what we're?
Yeah, let's leave it at that till we find out what's going on with Steve and how much money you can end up finagling out of that and what we actually do.
Okay.
I still like to cover the skating rink.
Well, lots of money. If you keep putting it away like this,
And we probably should have been putting more away, probably.
Well, I would say since we just bumped cemetery by.
Yeah, not this
several
year.
Several 100%.
We should have done it last year.
Let's leave it the way it is right now.
Okay. county tax, I'm hoping that I'll get some sort of information on that. That one went up significantly after the reappraisal because it's based on the size of our grand list and our piece of the pie within the county. So maybe if other towns have reappraised since then, our piece of the pie will be smaller. I don't really know, but I'm going to leave it at 120 for now. Appropriations is subject to change, but I just carried over from last year. I don't have the fire department budget yet, and I don't even know if we have all of the appropriation requests yet. So that doesn't usually, well, I guess it sometimes does change by much, but that is subject to change. Based on those figures, the general fund budget is up about 5.5% over last year.
Well, within the margin of error.
Yep.
Good with that?
Yeah, I'm good with that.
As we get more final numbers, I can provide you with another copy, but that's what I have so far.
Send it to me in Tennessee if I know.
All right. Highway fund. We can, I'll start and then Chris can take over. Employee benefits is up again because of health insurance. That's the big one there.
You're still getting around that. And, no. What it is.
And then payroll taxes are what they are. Summer roads class 2. Chris and I met briefly last week and went over this. We bumped this up a little bit just because we were slightly over 50 grand last year, so bumped it up to 55. You guys are good with that?
Yeah. They're sitting in the garage to play cards more often, so you don't spend so much money.
Class 3, we bumped up 10 grand. We spent about 100 last year, so hopefully we'll be in that ballpark this year. Paving, so this one might be up for discussion, but what we came up with was you're going to pave from Shatterack Road to the bottom of Fraser's Way.
Well, that's the project I'd like to do.
So where we stand financially with the reserve funds. So once I move what's in there currently, which is about $195,000, and then we're going to budget the $450,000, that will put almost $650,000 in the reserve, which we will pay the paving out of. If we get a grant, that will be on top of it. So I think he said if we get grant money and we decide we want to do some other small projects, we'll have that option. That's the number that we came up with. So worst case scenario, if we don't get a grant next year, that will put roughly $650,000.
Well, every other year, right? Pretty much,
yeah, if history repeats itself, but there are a couple more towns in our district now because they realigned the districts. Oh. So that kind of means that now there's two more fingers in the pie that they have to divide that money amongst. Mm-hmm. But yes, just about every other year, for some reason, District 1, you know, it's different in every district. Jay said he only gets one about every 5 or 6 years in Newfane.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But we've been like every other year pretty consistently. But whether throwing those
money,
other...
We spend money on paving every year and half
yeah.
the years and years.
Well,
so
and actually,
look at that,
the fact that we spend a lot of money on our roads is in our favor.
Yeah.
Because that puts you in a...
They
realize that. And right. I think they try to be fair about it, and I think they generally, they are, you know, for the most part.
Yeah.
And if we did have a little money, I would like to... I'd like to do the membrane on that bridge on Kennedy Road this year if we have some leftover money and... Yeah, but if we didn't do it, it's really not the end of the world, but it's something that we're going to have to
do. You want to put a membrane on then pave over it?
Mm-hmm.
On each side too?
That's...
Is it cause any problems with
it? When the state does the bridge reports, that's what their recommendation is,
okay.
is to cover that concrete with a membrane and then pave over it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'll prolong the life of it. And it's not in bad shape now. Mm-hmm. So like I say, if it had to wait one more year... It's not like it's going to compromise the...
We're not losing the bridge.
No.
But anything gets in there, it keeps...
Yeah.
The more it gets in, the worse it... Yeah.
Yeah. So, the other... And I don't know if this is really the year to do it, and I don't think I have enough information, but I still don't have the soil report from that guy on County Road yet. So I don't know if there's really much point in even... And the budget is up a little bit this year, so I don't know if this is a year.
Well, it's down now that we knocked it back down.
Yeah, all I was going to suggest was that if we are serious about paving either all of or part of County Road, do we want to start a fund like we used to do with the bridges, where we put 20 or 50,000, you know, to get it started. And then if we do that for a couple of years, we've got a portion of it, you know. But kind of wanted to see where the bottom line fell this year and how much we dare to try to increase things, you know. But
up this year?
Right now, with the figures that are in here, we're actually down 2.4%. But that's, we started with 600,000 in paving and then realized with what's in reserve and if we get a grant, that would put us at almost $1 million.
In the paving fund.
So we knocked it down. So right now, assuming we get a grant, which maybe I shouldn't assume that.
No.
Assuming we don't get a grant, we'll have roughly 650,000 to spend.
Do you?
We can increase this number if that's what you want to do.
Based on the conversation that Tom and I had last week, I think 600 will do that project over there.
What else is on the docket for next year? Nothing yet?
No,
we
not really.
We have no idea what we're going to have to put down with gravel yet.
Oh, no. I'm sorry. I'm talking about the actual paving of
Shadarack
down the bottom. Yeah, we don't know. I mean, without doing the report, when Randy looked at the material, he said, I think your material is actually pretty good here. He said, what I would recommend doing is peeling that 4 inches of SurePak off and getting rid of it and putting down like 4 or 5 inches of nice, clean, draining gravel.
Yeah.
But we kind of need to do that the same year that we do the paving. Because
right.
I really don't want to do it now and then put 2 winters worth of sand on top of it and turn it all to shit again.
Yeah.
Now, one thing to think about, and this is all hypothetical, but when we pave this next mile of the Stratton-Arlington Road, Tom's going to have to take off probably 8 or 10 inches of that before he can BOMAG it, if we decide to BOMAG it. Depending upon what his recommendation for soils is, a lot of that could go into County Road and be used as base material. You know, I mean, to make that cleaner. Mm-hmm. But then that makes it wicked expensive because you kind of need to pave it the same year you do that upgrade. You know, so right.
Couldn't we store it?
It turns hard to rock.
Oh, right.
When it sits in a
right.
pile.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think looking forward, I think my recommendation would be is maybe split that County Road project into 2 years. Pave the upper half of it, which is our biggest assay.
Yeah.
And then the bottom half of that's going to take some work to get it so you can pave it. There's a lot of trees that have to be cut.
Mm-hmm.
And if it would shut them up, the rest of the road really isn't that bad, and I could see it being half paved forever if we really are serious about doing it.
Yeah.
You know?
That's a good thought. You know that as soon as we pave that, we're going to get complaints about speed.
We already do.
Already
it doesn't matter. Anyway, we get complaints about speed on every one of our roads.
Yeah.
People are bitching about Penny Avenue. They're pissing and moaning about Kennedy Road. And
you're not going to stop that.
No.
You're not going to stop it until we get a cop here to start pulling people over.
Yeah.
There's no enforcement, so everybody knows they can go as fast as they want. You know, I mean.
And when you do get them around to enforcement, they sit where they know they're going to get somebody to bond.
And then they start bitching about that.
Coming down
you know,
along,
so,
you know,
so, yeah, exactly.
They don't go where they're supposed to go. They sit out here trying to get speeches.
Yeah.
So I guess worst case scenario, if we don't get a grant next year, this number doesn't really provide us with much of a balance to carry.
Buffer.
Yes.
So, I mean, and you said we're down right now, as we said, like 2%, give or take?
Yeah. So
how many dollars is that?
Up to even. How much money can we spend?
Well, roughly 60 grand.
Start playing that piano there.
I was going to say 50, but yeah.
That's 50. No, either.
Sure.
Well, there's a couple other accounts that are up for. No, I'm sorry. That was not good math.
I was wondering about that.
I was looking at the wrong number. Like 37,000. But there's a couple other accounts here that are up for discussion as well. So do you want me, if I throw. Let's just throw 50 grand into it. So put it at 500 and see
okay.
where the rest of this plays
yeah.
out. Does that sound good?
Paving.
For paving?
Yeah. And then if we get a grant, we'll be in real good shape. Crack ceiling, we left that 25,000.
I think that's good.
Winter roads, class 2 and 3, we left at the same threat this year, based on where we ended up last year. I don't see a reason to increase those. Brush and mowing, the only conversation that we had is that it sounds like Stuart is going to have to do
part of
what Dana used to do.
Yeah, it's
right,
going to add.
He's losing the over.
It's going to add some labor, and then it's going to add a little to the equipment budget to get the unit for the excavator. So.
But the 20 seems sufficient. We've never spent our full budget here, so the brush and mowing, the labor is generally Stuart out in the excavator with the mulcher attachment, and then the hired equipment is.
What's changed with Dana now? What are those machines?
His over-the-rail mower died, and he's not going to replace it.
No. So we're going to get it.
We'll get like a brush hog for the excavator, and then Stuart can go and do.
Okay.
I'm guessing that Stuart can do what Dana did with his in probably 2 days. You know, I mean, I don't think it's going to take him that long.
Okay.
Yeah, he'll just do behind the guardrails and then the weird spots that Dana used to do with his thing.
Yeah.
Dana would like to continue doing the cutter bar work, which I think is great, you know, because he's very reasonable and he does a fantastic job. I mean, he does, you know, so I don't think we could do it for what he's doing it for. You know, I mean, you know, and then we just do the tough stuff that he can't do. And the guys did most of it with weed whackers this summer.
What would it cost us to fix his rig so he can keep doing it?
No.
No.
He said it's so old. He said the rig's old, and he said I'm getting old. And he said I just don't wanna. He said you're about the only people I use it for. And,
I bet that truck is at least 40 years old.
Oh, it's old.
Probably a little older than that.
It's old.
Yeah, it's
no brainer. All right.
Beyond, yeah. That's
so we save a little on Dana, spend a little more on us.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's not a bad thing to have, you know, because he can even do light limb work with it and stuff like that, you know, on trees and overhang and stuff. So it's not a bad thing to have.
Yeah, people have gotten over his tree mashing. It does look like shit.
It looks like shit for about 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Then once it all browns,
once
out,
it all heals up.
Yeah. Gotta make a mess where it looks good.
Yeah.
Moving on. Road signs, we left the same. Culverts, this is another one of those accounts that we have a reserve account for. So after we move 25,000 into it, we should have about 63 in the culvert reserve fund, which will more than cover
what
you think needs to be done next year. So and then whatever we don't spend will carry over to the next year. Guardrails, we also have a reserve account for, which currently has about $8,000, so we'll have about 18 in there. Salt and sand shed, that was one you wanted.
I haven't contacted them, but it's fine for this year.
So we'll leave it at zero, or do you want to?
I mean, I don't really see any reason to spend any money on it this year. At some point, I'd like to fix that front wall. The thing we goofed on when we built that is it should have had a knee wall on the front wall.
Because
the metal goes right down and it's all starting to rot. When I first asked Roy about it when they were raising the doors up, he said, you guys just build a one-sided form and pour against the metal. And I talked to Charlie Record about that. And he was like, nah, that's a bad idea. He said, that's not a good way to do that. So what I would recommend is have an All Seasons come over and give me a price and cut that metal up. Get the right metal trim and then have somebody come in and pour a wall.
Yeah.
You know, and then it'll be fixed correctly. You know, then it'll last good. You know, it was just one of those, nobody thought about it. I didn't think about it. Nobody else thought about it, but it's a very.
Engineers should have thought about it, but
it's a very corrosive environment there. You know, I mean, even though the salt's not against the front wall, just the whole environment of it is nasty.
There.
Salt sucks.
The beach.
Yeah.
Dump valves on that camper are going to be real sticky next summer.
That your camper is in the old salt set?
I don't know whose camper
that is. Whose is that, Chris?
I don't know. That's cool. That's cool. It's cool. So we gave him permission to put it there.
Okay. What else?
Yeah, make it that thing more undercover. You're going to keep parking there.
They don't solve that one.
No. We cured that problem before the slab over.
The next notable change is on the next page, equipment and truck maintenance expense. We bumped up $10,000 because we need to buy new tires for the excavator. That jumped from 50 to 60,000. That covers the equipment, all the maintenance on all the equipment. So, there's not. I guess the next topic of conversation would be new equipment purchase. So we have a reserve, an equipment reserve fund as well. Whatever we put in this account will be moved to that account. I'm anticipating we will have about $160,000 in there to end this year, so we throw another $200,000 in there.
What are we buying next year, Chris?
Well, that the just rough prices I've got on that mower head are about $20,000. And then last year we put off the purchase of that pickup we were going to buy the generator. So we're probably looking, if we want to do that this year, you're probably in the neighborhood of $80,000 for a pickup with a plow.
Okay.
I started doing some research. The
rest of the new truck will probably come out.
Yeah, and that's about another $80,000. Yeah. But we're going to get roughly right. 50 of that back on the sale of the truck okay. that does it.
They're kind of covered so far.
Yeah, I've started doing some research. The grader comes up for replacement in 2027. And Jeff from Caterpillar ran some numbers on if we did the deal right now, like current values, what the new ones are going for and what ours is worth on a trade, we're probably on the hook for about $380,000. He thinks ours is worth about $65,000 and the new ones are about $450,000-ish. 2 years from now, he said, I don't know what that's going to look like, you know, and he said, I know that yours will be worth less in 2 years just because of the age. Each year they take a little bit of a hit. There are options as far as, you know, they are doing, a lot of towns have gone to these lease purchase options, but you're paying interest is the problem.
How wolf is ours? Is it wolf?
No, I mean, it's not. No, it's okay. It can wait a couple of years. I mean, I guess my point was, I'm sorry.
You said 2027.
Yeah, that's a 2007. And that's usually on a 20-year cycle.
Which will really be next year's budget discussion.
Yeah. So I didn't know if we wanted to, here again, we're getting into this reserve thing, but do we want to boost it a little bit so it doesn't hit as bite us as hard next year? You know, it's always that game you play. You know,
We may be in better shape next year, but we may be
perhaps. And like, my plow truck will come up in another year, but I don't have a problem keeping that a couple more years, like we did with the other one. Yeah. I mean, nothing has to go on this rotation.
Yeah.
It's not like it's like 5 years you got to get rid of it. We kept my other one out to 7 or 8 years, and we did all right on it. We take pretty good care of them, and they're pretty well maintained and. So I think that whole thing is fluid. I mean, Ralph was always adamant about every 5 years he wanted a new one. And I'm like, I don't necessarily want a new one. The one I have is working.
Ralph ran for 5 years, needed to be replaced.
I saw him at that thing for Brenda. I gave him a little bit of shit. I said, Melissa can't tell who's plowing anymore, Ralph. I said, but Coop's barn's doing fine, so
don't worry. God, so, you have a new shop. So anyway,
add a new one, Coop.
So anyway, you know, those are just the rough numbers on that. It's a lot of money. It's a big item.
It may not get any cheaper, but.
No.
You know, with Trump getting in there, he may change things around a little bit.
Well, yeah, who knows?
He's leveling things off, so not going under anymore.
I'm an expert at anything, really, but I'm not an expert at appraising equipment, but I can't believe that two more years on a 18-year-old piece of equipment is going to make that much difference in the bottom line.
Yeah.
You know, it's and the other thing that the interesting thing about this lease purchase thing is if Stuart wrecked that thing tomorrow, the nice thing about their lease purchases is you can pay them off early with no penalty. So he said if you had to lease purchase it for 2 years at like $50,000 a year, then that third year, if you wanted to go to your taxpayers and say, all right, we're going to pay this thing off, just write us a check. And he said, then it's yours after, you know. So if something catastrophic were to happen, if we if he twists it up bad and the insurance doesn't cover it all, then we might just have to call him up and say, you know, we got to do something sooner than later. And but I just throw it out. I throw that out there just so you can think about how we want to fund that. I mean, do we want to take one big bite or do we want to?
It also, I mean, we have 163,000 in reserve right now that it doesn't even sound like we're going to touch next year.
Yeah.
We've got another 200,000 and that's going to more than cover.
It's going to put us so, right up near, you know, our price, you know, so. So I don't know that there's any urgency in doing anything dramatic with that this year. I mean, I don't think we really have to.
Nothing.
What did you propose again? 200?
Been 200 the last couple of years.
Yeah.
Been 200 this year.
Like this year, we budgeted 200. We're not spending it all, so we'll transfer 93,000 into the reserve at the end of the year. Well, it'll be a little different how it works now that I've created these. But
what's our total budget now, do you have that figure for what we're doing?
43.
Yeah. Well, we increased paving to 500, so now we're at 1,533,600, which is less than a 1% increase.
Or do we want to make it 1.6 and then use that little bit for equipment or something? You know, like Greg said, you know, throw it up a little more.
I mean, the other, are we, like, crack sealing seems to be one of those accounts that we throw money in every year. Are we definitely doing crack sealing? Do we take 25,000 out of that and put it in equipment? Or is there a definite crack sealing?
I think we should.
Okay.
I think we should.
Crack sealing, yeah.
Yeah. Because for the most part, Mountain Road isn't in bad shape, and I think if we crack fill that this year, it'll give it another couple of years. It'll buy it more time. And this company we used last year does a lot better job. Even Tom Fuller noticed it.
Yeah.
He's like, "Who are you using now?" Because he said that looks a lot better than anything you've ever had. Mm-hmm. You know.
If I bump it up to 250,000,
that would say.
Brings the bottom line to.
Yeah.
It's a 4.15% increase.
Okay.
So far, do we have anything pending now?
There's not really anything pending in the highway budget.
So what do we want to pay? You said just two.
The only thing we changed is
60.
No.
No, on the new equipment budget, we're going to go from 2 to 250.
Okay.
So we increased paving and the new equipment both by 50 grand off of the.
It's kind of expensive.
Well, I think it looks pretty good. I don't think it's anything outrageous. Do what we need to do. If you're going to fix something down the road, you got to start getting ready for it now.
But I do think having these reserve funds set up correctly is going to make things a lot easier.
Paint a better picture of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You
know,
100%.
Yeah.
That's good.
Works for me.
Proceed with that. That takes care of the budgets. The only other thing I could think of, there was an email that Kent had printed out from Victor Rivas. Did they go? Is that on the agenda or is that
something? Correspondence.
Okay.
Next.
Okay, perfect. Then I'm good for now.
Oh, then he's next. Okay.
It's whenever we want to do it.
Okay. I'm happy to stay. I am an Uber service, so I'm here for the duration.
Sucks to be you.
So you guys reviewed and approved the orders already?
Yep.
Okay. I haven't signed them yet, but yeah. I want to get to it.
Excuse me.
Yeah.
Did you take a check on that?
I did. Thank you.
Thank me.
Oh, speaking of thanks, I had one other question for you guys. Tomorrow, the fine staff that work here and at the on the road crew are decorating for the town Christmas party. So I was wondering if I had authorization to buy everybody lunch on the town credit card tomorrow while we decorate the hall.
So
if any of you want to join us, put your
order. where are you going?
Seriously, no.
It depends on what you're buying.
There's some beer in there. I'll see you tomorrow. What's for lunch?
Grinders or pizza from Tony's. That's what we were going to do.
We were keeping it simple.
If not,
can I just go up for lunch?
Sure. Bring it on. Just
I think, though, I have nothing to do till 8 o'clock anyway. The guy called in, down the escalator, says, I'm not coming until 8 o'clock tomorrow. Freeze the weather, going to get freezing rain, blah, 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 blah. He lives in Whiteingham. So, got a four-wheel drive pickup. Yeah. Got a four-wheel drive pickup. Brand new. He hasn't had it for a month.
That's why he doesn't want to drive it.
Yeah, he's afraid he's going to slide off the ditch and cause $7,000 in plastic damage to the front end.
Yeah.
Newfane Selectmen canceled their meeting because of the
weather. They probably have a longer commute.
They might.
Bunch of Sallys.
Yep. They might have a long commute.
Whatever. Okay, next. Down for our quick trails. Blah, 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 blah.
Not tonight.
Yeah, there's.
Yes.
Patrick.
Stevie is your home.
Smiley Scuba Steve. Yeah.
That's his preliminary budget. He needs to submit.
Oh yeah, we need to sign
grant
this
by Friday.
Yeah.
Which means.
Yeah. We went over this last.
Did I make enough of them? Do you want one else?
Is there an extra one? If you have one, I'll look at it. If not.
So, total cost.
I think that's it.
Total federal assistance requested $165,000. Match rate, minimum match of 50, and the project's total cost required is actually 44%. Total cost of trails 114, soft and match 111. Pavilion 110. Soft and town match 54. Makeup funding 53. Adaptive assessment. Maybe. It looks like a watch. A watch, right?
Hmm. That's going to cost the town.
Was it the makeup funding? Is that us or is it us?
Sure, it's not us.
I hope so. That's only $2,155. Oh, no, that's not $52.
Less. That's the only trail that seems to match. So he's getting that out of grant money, I assume, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So it must be the makeup funding is on us, right?
There's two different categories, one for trails and one for pavilion.
Yeah.
So it looks like it's like
it
55.
Says still working on this. Dot, dot, dot.
I mean, if I'm reading away, I think it's like 55 grand and change for us.
Yeah, which is in the pavilion fund. I mean, granted that, you know, he's got the pavilion here, kit to be ordered from one of seven vendors at 60,000 on the front page, third part down.
Okay.
But if I remember correctly from the last meeting, he just needs our go-ahead with this so he can just keep the grant.
Yeah. So let's sign it.
Yeah. Make a motion to approve it.
Yeah.
Second.
Somebody?
Second.
I can't.
Hmm?
I can't second.
Oh, you can?
It's too important.
State says I can't.
You know what we say about them, but wait till that's
yeah.
So the trails listed here would be in addition to, or this is to cover the trails?
In addition to. It's a pretty significant build out.
Yeah.
Was there anything else you guys wanted to discuss about, on the town forest stuff?
There's, we're waiting on Bob. Yeah, there's a couple of emails tossed around over the last week and a half or so, but Bob didn't really chime in. So Tom Oakley poked him mid-morning today, but didn't see anything back.
Okay, so we're good with this?
Mm-hmm. And he didn't give me anything for you guys to sign, so I'm not sure.
Road crew issues.
I met with Josh Carvajal last week over at the Stiles Brook Culvert, and I'm gonna put in for a hydraulic study. That's the first, you know, first part of the ball game to get that rolling, and then he'll give us a letter of support to get the grant for the scoping study, and that'll kind of start the ball rolling on that. Then we can find out, what they're gonna require and what the engineers think is gonna be the best way to do the project.
And then big money there.
Yeah, and then we can apply for the grant. But it was Josh thought that we may not have to mess around with the discharge side of that as much as I thought we might have to.
Josh was here.
I'm sorry.
No,
Josh is the A&R River engineer.
Oh, okay, right. I'm sorry.
And Jeff.
He worked for the mountain.
Yeah, Jeff. He's the CEO.
Josh, I don't think is terribly concerned about that big drop off on the low side, the way it's already kind of riprapped. You know, he said, let's see what they come up with for a design. But he said, that doesn't really bother me that much down there. That's so good. We may not have to go as deep.
An awful distance from this.
Yeah,
side
yeah. The culvert itself isn't terribly deep.
No.
You know, I mean, but it makes it look, the illusion that you get is like, it's like looking into the Grand Canyon when you look down in there.
Yeah.
But, so we're getting rolling there. I don't think you'll see that hydraulic study till next summer, which is fine. I mean, there's no urgency in it at this point. I'm going to apply for a Better Roads grant, which they cap at $60,000. To do that culvert up at the top of Penny Avenue, and he came and looked at it again, and they gave us three different options. One of them was one of these like cast in place arch, and one was a box culvert, one was a pipe. And I said, do you have any preference? He said, you could put a hot water heater in there for all I care. He said, do whatever you want. He said, whatever.
Work for the state of Vermont.
He was joking. He said, but he said, no. He said, if you want to use a pipe, I'm fine with it.
Be in construction.
That was Scott that was in that. But no, Josh is pretty reasonable. He said that he's fine with doing that in a pipe as long as it's the 8-footer that they, as long as it's the square footage they want.
What's the title
he's doing? He's an A&R River Management.
He's got
common
sense. Holy shit, that's stepping up.
Yeah. No, he's good to work with.
We did a project with him this summer, the one up there in Chimney Hill.
Yeah, he's easy. He does what he needs to do, but he doesn't do it in a bad way. You know, I mean, he's
sensitive.
I like working with him. He's really good.
That's good. Should be more like that.
Yeah,
so,
it should be a whole lot more. Unfortunately, there isn't.
Yeah.
So those are, you know, that's kind of in its birth phase over there, I guess. And if we get that grant, I think, you know, if we get Coop for a couple of days, I think we can do that project up there on Penny Avenue.
Yeah.
You know, that's it's a relatively simple project.
What's in there now? A little pipe now, right?
I'm sorry?
What's in there now? Right?
Just like a little 3-foot or
pipe.
Yeah. And it's always handled it.
Yeah,
it's just by today's standards.
It's only gone over twice, 76 and Irene.
Yeah, but
and that was just 2-3 inches of the road.
But they didn't wash out.
No.
Yeah. No.
A little bit on the edge. Didn't
what
wash
would you
out
put in there? You think
8-footer they want?
An 8-footer?
Yeah.
3-footer?
Yeah. It'll be squashed, but it'll be old.
So,
8-foot round culvert squished down to like 60 inches or something.
Yeah. The last time I priced
ledge like there's a lot of ledge.
Yeah,
Well, we also want to raise the road up. We want to take that belly out of there. You know, so that gives us some leeway. And he liked that idea too. He said that would be good. He said it makes a lot of sense. So to buy you some more height. And so that's about it with that. There's nothing.
You don't mind that 2 foot drop in your driveway.
Drop, I don't mind. I don't worry, Brian. You're
still just in neutral on that grout pond thing until they finish the, you know, until Indiana Jones comes in and finishes the study on that. I'm gonna Shepherdson Road in particular, I'm gonna put a no parking on the travel portion of the road sign up there because that's a problem that we have. A couple of those Airbnbs up there, I think the people that come up here from out of state, just they all park on the street. So I think they just think it's normal, and it's bunged us up a couple of different, you know, we can't get by them to plow the road, you know. So I'm going to upgrade the old ones that are all faded at the town line, and I'm going to put one on that road. I don't really like plastering signs everywhere, but that's the biggest road that we have an issue with. Is there. Yeah. No, just those couple of camps there, they
totally zone.
You know, so and that's another
and
thing
then
where
dome.
Yeah.
Why'd you put the sign up?
Yeah.
Well, we could also perhaps reach out to the owner and just say, hey, put it in your Airbnb list.
Yeah.
No parking on the road.
Yeah.
I mean, the driveways are big enough.
Yeah, they are. It's not an issue with the driveway. It's just they just choose to park on the road.
Yeah, no,
you know.
You probably hit the nail on the head. No,
you know, I think that's what they do where they come from. You know, it's commonplace. So they just think, well, we'll park on the road, you know. So
roads are a little different up here and there.
Yeah.
Of course, Boston, they also tell you got to be on that side when it snows. And
yeah.
Over there.
Exactly. Yeah. But other than that,
and they
really
do
not,
tell you if you're out.
And they do, yeah.
Really not a ton. Nothing else big, you know, we're in winter mode, and it's, you know, started out nice, but who knows?
Going down real fast.
Okay.
Yeah.
Town Hall, Rick Air request?
None that I have heard of.
Okay, cool.
Selectmen minutes, last reading.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any other business that may legally come before the board?
I have just one thing. It's in regards to the snowmobile club. There's two different things. I don't think we've had any kind of an updated landowner agreement from them in a long time. And now that they made the front page over in Dover of the Valley News with the issues that the town of Dover's having, I think it wouldn't be a bad idea to have them do an upgraded thing. And the other thing, and maybe we ought to have them come, but I'd like to talk to them about their use of Kennedy Road and the amount of times that they enter and exit that road, because it's a pain in my ass when they won't lift that drag up, or even if they do lift it up, they bounce out here and they go 50 feet down and they come out, then they come out in another spot, and there's these frozen lumps of shit, basically, excuse my French, that we have to deal with 2 days after the storm. And when it freezes, it's a pain in the ass. So I'd like to encourage them to, I'd rather see them ride the whole road than keep dragging stuff out in it. You know, I mean, it's a pain.
Yeah.
So I don't know if we want to have, I don't know who the hierarchy there is now, if we want to have them come to a meeting or somebody just explain it to them, but.
This is the Woodrun?
Yeah.
I give you the authority to speak to them.
Okay, I mean, yeah, that's fine. I just, it would be nice if.
Talk to them, see where you go.
I don't have a problem with riding.
I'd rather have them do that than make a mess of it. Because last year they had two different trails coming out of Summit Farms West. Then they had the one by the rock. Then they go in, then they come out again. Then they come in, you know, and it's like everywhere you go, you're like swerving around all this, you know. So I don't have a problem with them using it. It's just make up your mind. Either be on the road or be off of it. You know, I mean, or just cross it in one or two spots. You know, instead of, you know, these.
They go in and out.
Oh, it's all over the place. And honestly, that one by the big rock is dangerous, in my opinion. I mean, we would never grant somebody a driveway permit for there. And, you know, I mean, it's not, I mean, people fly on that road. You know, they really do. So I'll try to run it through Gary because he seems to be.
Didn't we do a new landowner order permission form with them last year when we gave them. I thought we did.
Kent said he doesn't have one. I mean, he has nothing signed. And what made me think of it was...
Well, we would have signed it and given it to them.
Right, right. But Kent said he has nothing. I talked to him this morning.
He'd have kept a copy of it. Okay, all right.
There's some issues in Dover now that they're dealing with where they're going on town land and somebody spun up one of the cemeteries up on White Hill, like, or went in and I guess they're...
Yeah, I read that little blurb.
They're having some issues there and that's what made me think of it. And I was like, if we haven't had a landowner agreement, we probably just ought to do it just to protect everybody.
Sure.
And I would think they would want it, you know, I mean, just especially...
Technically, Vast is...
Yeah. Send him a letter. You want to get a hold of him and tell
I can
him
get a hold of Gary. I mean, I guess he. I don't know who the point man is.
I can reach. I think Mike's the president. I can shoot him an email.
All right, that's fine. Okay. Yeah.
Why don't you do that, Mike?
DeLorenzo, John's kid.
John's get that ball rolling. Get the permits in there.
Yeah. And then we can approve the usage or whatever. You know.
Yeah. Right. What they're whatever use for road. Yeah. They're gonna use your road a little bit.
Yep.
Yeah, Shepherdson.
Well, they should.
Oh, no, they don't need Shepherdson right now. No, they don't need Shepherdson.
Yeah.
And then they want to keep that close. We don't want to cross it.
They're already using it now. I mean, they're already going.
Road?
Well, they're already going up through the National Forest.
Oh yeah.
Somebody is. Yeah. Somebody's riding up through there.
Oh, sure. But I would just say don't open up Shepherdson Road because you don't want to cross it.
No, we don't want them to cross at Connie's there. Yeah.
Okay. Anything else?
Yep. You have an email there, I think, that's something to do with Victor Rivas and
emergency management stuff.
Yep.
Basically, where it came from was that he sent an email over last week asking me to complete some survey so he could get some sort of grant to redo our emergency management plan. I knew nothing about it. I didn't want to sign us up for a grant without you guys being in the know or approving it, I guess. I don't know.
That was all the stuff.
Oh, that was more. That was some of the stuff from
Steve.
Yeah, it's on. There's one more.
Lip Fund.
After all kinds of different, you know, we have to update that hazardous mitigation plan, and there's a lot of grant money available through that. And so,
well, it's good we have somebody to do that crap.
I think it's expired at this point.
Victor Rivas. Yeah, he's doing a good job. He's putting a lot of time into this. You know,
it sounded like the grant will cover 90%, and we would be on the hook for the 10%. I don't know what that amounts to, so I don't know if it's worth having him come explain it.
I was supposed to have it done.
I bet he'd show up. Yes.
I don't think we have that.
Well, I think if you want any FEMA money,
that's what hurts. If you don't do this stuff, they grab you right by the gonads and they don't let you do anything. You know?
Yeah.
Blackmail. Blackmail us.
No, and like you said,
I mean, essentially we need to be in compliance. Yeah. And Victor's willing to put in the time to do it.
Why wasn't this on the agenda?
Because it came in after the agenda
came
went out.
So
that is.
And I'm sure I'm sure he would come over if
other
we have
business?
Any. If we have any more questions.
Other business.
Yeah.
It's on that part of the agenda.
Is it?
He has met with the Red Cross about the shelter and all that kind of stuff. So he's coming up with a plan for that.
Good.
We got steaks in the freezer for the shelter.
No, they supply it. Red Cross does. They bring the food.
I just remember when I...
It's leftover and peanut butter and jelly sandwiches from the last time they were called out 7 years ago.
When I picked up that guy on Irene and brought him back down, I came back up to check on him an hour later, and he found a steak in the freezer and burned the shit out of it, and the fire alarm was going off.
any decision on that?
If you could authorize me to complete the survey for him to do what he needs to be able to do, maybe that's the first step in this.
Okay.
I have no idea. Yes. I'm not really sure.
Okay.
I'm going to see him soon. I got some more stuff to do with him, and I'll tell him that maybe he ought to just pop into a meeting some night, you know, and just give us an update.
Give us a rundown.
On what he's doing and stuff. So.
Yeah.
That's been in there a couple meetings. Throwing it back at you.
Where did we put this on? I put it on for some reason.
Not sure.
What is it?
Rescue Inc. budget.
Well, I think it kind of got lost in the shuffle at some of those busier meetings. So it's their contract that we need to sign.
Oh, yeah.
And Kent told me that they called today to see if there was an issue of why we hadn't signed it, because I think we're late. And I think Kent said it just fell at one of those meetings one night, and we had a ton of stuff, and he said, I think it just got shuffled on the folder somewhere, so we probably ought to sign it and get it back to him.
Everybody happy with it?
Yeah.
It is what it is, right?
They're a good thing to have nearby.
Yeah. Yeah, they do a good job.
Unless you got an alley.
All your ass.
Alley will haul anybody around.
A guardrail?
Yeah.
At your service.
I mean, I was thinking about it that night. And I don't mean to sound ignorant here, my fear with that is that you're going to have more head-on collisions than you will if they go off.
That was exactly what I was thinking. Because
I was thinking about it after that first night.
Back in.
That first night that Ray called me out, I was like, I wonder if we ought to just ever consider putting a band of guardrails down here. And then I'm like, then we'll have four cars all together.
It's a pretty easy runoff.
Yeah.
You know, if you go off that corner, it's not, I mean, if you go off hot, you're going to hit a tree, but if you go off at 30 in the snow, you're going to go off and stop. And
should bank it like a NASCAR track.
Bill's Road
corner.
Yeah.
But yeah, I had the same thought after that. I was like, I never think about a guardrail.
It's been like that since I was a kid.
A guardrail.
I only had one death that I know
of. A guardrail pushing
that was
back into the road.
That was after a concert.
Yeah, it was a Bob Dylan concert.
Yeah.
I was at that concert.
I was at the accident.
Yeah.
Melissa and I were both at that concert.
We want to hold his hand and take it? No, we don't want to hold his hand. It's all filled with blood.
Yeah.
That's one that gets a little tough sometimes, too.
That it's
going
to be tricky.
I'm very sharp.
I was driving. Yeah.
With the wealth across her.
Are we still recording this?
Just
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
We'll make a motion to adjourn.
Yes.
So.
Second. Still recording.
Yes.
That's sorry, I was they just, you know, they just go too fast.
Goes what the speed safe for the road is, and you'll be fine.
Yep.
No, it's kind of interesting. Melissa and I mean, we were kids, obviously. We were